May 9th. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 16. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, his disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city. A man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. When he enters a house, say to the master of the house that the teacher asks, 'Where is the guest room, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large, furnished upstairs room. Make preparation there for us." The disciples went into the city and found everything as he had said, and prepared the Passover. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 19. On the first day of unleavened bread, Jesus' disciples asked, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover?" "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover?" He answered, "Go into the city to a certain one and say, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will observe the Passover with my disciples in your home.'" The disciples did as Jesus had instructed and prepared the Passover. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 13. The day of unleavened bread arrived, when it was necessary to sacrifice the Passover. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us." They said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" He said, "Look, when you go into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters, and say to the householder, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large, furnished room upstairs. Prepare the Passover there." They went and found everything as the Lord had told them, and prepared the Passover. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 20. Before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. During supper, since the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had put all things in his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, arose from the supper, set his garments aside, took a towel, and wrapped it around himself. Then he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to dry them with the towel. He came to Simon Peter, who asked him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not understand what I am doing, but later you will." Peter asserted, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter responded, "Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and head also." Jesus replied, "Since he who is bathed is completely clean, he only needs to wash his feet. You are clean, but not everyone." He knew who was betraying him, causing him to say, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and took his garments, he sat again at the table and asked, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you speak correctly, for I am. Therefore, if I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet, as I have given you an example, that you should also do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I assure you, A slave is not greater than his Lord, and neither is one who is sent greater than the one who sends him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture might be fulfilled, he who eats with me has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this beforehand, that when it happens, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I assure you, he who receives me, whom I send, receives me, and he who receives me, receives him who sent me.